Welcome to Shakespeare Full Circle, a journey of a circuitous nature into the mind of the Bard of Avon, or as you become more familiar, Uncle Will. I'm your host, Kari Marshall. So what do Mr. Rogers, Bob Ross, Diego Maradona, and almost every episode of the most popular police procedural have in common? Two sides of the same coin, Your Honor. Fair play and foul play. Uncle Will was so fond of this concept that he would employ the phrase in no fewer than five of his plays, beginning with King John in 1594.
According to the fair play of the world, let me have audience. I am sent to speak, my holy lord of Milan, from the king.
5 years later, Uncle Will's pouty prince, Hamlet, would flip the phrase when speaking about his father's death, inadvertently giving us one of the most hackneyed quips in crime drama.
My father's spirit in arms. All is not well. I doubt some foul play.
It would pop up, flipped again, in 1601, in Troilus and Cressida.
When many times the captive Grecian falls, even in the fan and wind of your fair sword, you bid them rise and live.
That is fair play.
Fool's play by heaven, Hector.
And then, in the magical sea storm saga of the Tempest.
Sweet lord, you play me fools.
No, my dearest love, I would not for the world.
Yes, for a score of kingdoms you should wrangle, and I would call it fair play.
If this prove...
The phrase fair play has two roots. Fair, more than likely coming from the old Saxon fager, meaning easy on the eye or comely, and gaining the moral tinge from the old English via the Proto-Germanic. But this sense of fair play more than likely became solidified during the Victorian period, intermingled with its purported foundation of propriety and moral rectitude. This would be continued to be used most frequently when referring to sporting events and gamesmanship in general, with a body bearing the name, the International Fair Play Committee, being created in Paris in 1963 to oversee the integrity of sporting competition. It is ironic that sport, which was long seen since the time of ancient Greece as a pure form of contest, where one pitted one's skill and determination against not only a worthy opponent, but oneself, would require a watchful eye to police cheating. I have always found this particularly peculiar. On the one hand, we have this unspoken contract of fair play, while somehow secretly harboring the belief that if you don't seek out every advantage, you are simply a sucker. It seems that for some of us greedy and ethically lax humans, winning has become more important than the challenge. I suppose now that so much money is involved in sport, in the USA alone, nearly $250 billion, which inevitably leads us to character compromises such as Tom Brady's Deflategate, Russia being banned from the Rio Olympics for doctoring drug tests, FIFA's systemic corruption in handling of the World Cup, to the ubiquitous Live Strong wristbands of the early 2000s, most of us not realizing until much later that that strength came from doping. The term fair play has undergone a bit of a transformation, though, used now especially by English speakers from Australia to Ireland as a term of well done.
Fair play to you. Fair play to you.
But upon a fiendish flip of our coin, we find our foul friend has taken a non-olfactory and an almost exclusively sinister meaning.
Detroit police tell us they do suspect foul play.
Perhaps Uncle William knew more about human nature than we thought, seeing the terms not necessarily as polar opposites, but at least when it comes to supernatural prophecies of Scottish regicide, sometimes both at once.
Fair is foul, and foul is fair. Hover through the fog and filthy air. Fair is foul, and foul is fair.
Well, alas and alack, my friends, that's all we have time for. Join us again next time for another circuitous journey into the mind of Uncle William. I'm Kari Marshall. Farewell until next time. Shakespeare Full Circle is a production of WGTE Public Media. You can learn more and download all episodes at wgte.org/sfc or wherever you get your podcasts.